Thing in all my life is serving you, Lord. This is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is John Thrasher. You're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. I think that's a wonderful way to start out the day. And that song reminds me of Jeremiah chapter 9. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, that exerciseth loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things thy delight, saith the Lord. So can you honestly say the greatest thing in all my life is knowing the Lord? As one of the early church fathers said, St. Augustine, O Lord, thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. Is that how you feel? Is everything around you, has it become shadows in the light of the Lord Jesus? Can you say with the psalmist, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none on earth I desire beside thee. In other words, the Lord is our everything. That's what he should be. And when he becomes our everything, then those around you become more special. That's how it works. You're not excluding anybody. When you love Jesus with all your heart, this causes you to love your wife better, love your husband better, love your children better, to get along with people better where you work. It helps in all of our relationships when we put Christ first. So when I talk to you about selling out to God and putting Christ first in your life and he becomes your everything, that doesn't mean that you exclude everybody else. No, when God's grace works in our hearts and his Holy Spirit fills us through and through and Jesus becomes my everything, then it includes everybody else. Isn't that amazing? Your relationships are better. You'll love people better, and even those who don't like you, you'll be able to love them anyway. Colossians chapter 3, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. O God, help us today to set our affections on things that are above, knowing that the more we love the Lord and the more heavenly minded we are, the more earthly good we're going to be. So we pray today, dear Lord, hide us in your holiness. Hide us in your holiness. What a thrill, what a delight, how wonderful it is that our life is hid with Christ in God. Hide me in thy holiness. Amen. Where I want to be, don't you? Even while we're living in such a corrupt, sensual, unholy, ungodly world and the society all around us, yet as a Christian believer, when our trust is in the Lord, we can be hid in his holiness and not be contaminated by all the stuff around us. I remember flying one time from Miami to Montego Bay, Jamaica, and as we were on our way to Jamaica, the pilot pointed out, as we were going over the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf Stream that went through the water. It was a part of the Atlantic Ocean, but there was the Gulf Stream that went through that body of water, and you could clearly see it was about 50 miles wide. You could see where that stream started and where it ended, even though it was flowing through the water, through the Atlantic or part of the Gulf of Mexico. But it was a definite stream of water. You could see where it began, where it ended. And I had heard of the Gulf Stream, that remarkable body of water that brings warm currents wherever it goes, and it even keeps the ports of some of the ports of Europe ice free during the winter. That's how warm that stream is, the Gulf Stream. But you can actually see it. It's hemmed in on both sides of the cold ocean water, but that Gulf Stream flows through it. I think that's pretty much the way a Christian is. As we pass through this world, the world is all around us, but you, as a Christian believer whose trust is in the Lord, you are hid with Christ in God. You are hid in His holiness, Philippians chapter 2, that ye may be blameless and harmless, children of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. That's us, isn't it? I mean, if we love the Lord, if our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if we have been born again, not by the will of man, but by the seed of the Word of God that is incorruptible, if we belong to Jesus, we are hid in His holiness. And even though we walk and live and breathe among an unholy society and everything around us is geared toward taking us away from God. People spend millions of dollars in order to advertise things on TV, advertise things on billboard signs, things that would tear us down, things that would draw us away from God. And there is such a magnetic force that would draw us from the heart of God to the beggarly elements of this world. But nonetheless, as that Gulf Stream passing through that body of ocean, and you can clearly see it, and it's uncontaminated, it remains the same today as it's always been. Even so, the Christian believer moves through this world safe and sound in Jesus, and the Lord keeps His feet from falling. You know, it's not our strength, and you've heard me say that many times because I believe it. It is not your strength and it's not my strength, but it's when we rely on the Lord. Or like in the words of that old hymn, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. And when we put our trust in the Lord and we live close to Him. And how do we live close to the Lord? Well, I think certainly in reading His Word, spending that time in meditation, in having times like we're doing right now in morning devotions, in your own private times of prayer and when you just pour your heart out to God, and in times of Christian fellowship, for you know we're not alone and we're not loners, and the imagery given to us in the Scripture is not that of a lone wolf trying to do his own thing and do what is right, but we're a flock of sheep, and the fellowship of the saints is sweet and beautiful and necessary. And we need each other, and we need to pray one for the other and bear one another's burdens. And in so doing, we grow closer to the Lord, and He keeps our feet from falling. It is so refreshing to come from the environment of the world, like in the midweek service night of the church, to come apart from your jobs, from your business, from the environment all around us, from all the stuff on TV, to come apart with God's people and there with the saints of the Lord, just to worship God for an hour or so and be reminded, this is the way, walk ye in it. We need those times. We need those times of prayer. We need those times of Bible reading. We need those times when our hearts are refocused on those things that are so vital and so important that the world would rob us of it. Well, we don't want to give in to the pull of this world. We want to be blameless and harmless, sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom we want to shine as lights in this world. And it's not our light, but it's the light of Jesus shining through those who love him. Or do you love him? As Isaiah said, and his name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Does he mean that much to you? Is he really wonderful? Is Jesus really wonderful? Or are you just a church member? Do you just put in time to ease your conscience and to be able to say, well, I spent an hour in church Sunday? Or is Jesus really wonderful? Is he your counselor? Is he the Almighty God? Is he the Prince of Peace? He is crowned King of Kings. He is crowned Lord of Lords. And he is wonderful. Emmanuel, God with us. May we love him and worship him, and being hid in his holiness, live uncontaminated in a corrupt world. Shine as lights in this world. Shine as lights for the Lord wherever you go today. God, make it possible, make it true, because of who you are living in us.
He shall reign for us.
Listen to these words of an old hymn that I found in a hymnal that was printed 100 years ago. And the song was written by a Reverend Joseph Hart in the year 1758. And I just want you to know that the words I'm going to read to you are just as fresh and up-to-date as though they were penned yesterday morning. Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Ho, ye needy, come and welcome, God's free bounty glorify. True belief and true repentance, every grace that brings us nigh, without money, come to Jesus Christ and buy. Let not conscience make you linger, nor a fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. This he gives you, 'tis the Spirit's rising beam. Come, ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Not the righteous, sinners Jesus came to call. Let the incarnate God ascended pleads the merits of his blood. Venture on him, venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Saints and angels joined in concert sing the praises of the Lamb, while the blissful seats of heaven sweetly echo with his name. Alleluia! Sinners now may sing the same. Can you say amen to that? Written back in 1758, but the message has never changed and never will. From the very start, there has been that golden thread of truth down through the centuries. And even though there have been all kinds of extremisms and false prophets and false teachers and error, God has protected the truth of his word. I think that's remarkable. And I praise God for it. There has always been that golden thread of truth down through the centuries that says basically, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. And if you tarry till you're better, you'll never come at all. And don't let conscience make you linger, or trying to get fit to come. All the fitness that God requires is to feel your need of him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, said Jesus, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, those who in their deepest consciousness are aware of their entire need. And when we become aware of our entire need, and we come to Jesus just as we are, we're going to find that only Jesus can do sinners good. Oh, may God put his arms around you, whoever you are and wherever you are today, and draw you close to himself. Forgive you, forgive me of our sins, and put a song in our hearts, and cause us to rejoice in the Lord because of his salvation, because of his peace, because of his love. He'll put that song in your heart, a song of praise to the Lord Jesus.
Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise.
Well, I have really enjoyed being with you today as we've shared together in these 30 minutes of morning devotions. This is John Thrasher, and I hope you have a good day. Love the Lord with all your heart. Just say from your heart, Lord Jesus, I love you. I love you. And I want to be everything you want me to be. Help me, God. Amen. God bless you.